The Church Media Podcast, episode number 73, how to get the most out of Planning Center Online. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media productions in your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world. Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build a solid, thriving volunteer culture at your church. Before we get rolling this week, I want to let you know about our custom media services at 1230media.com. If you are in need of a custom sermon bumper, promo, church announcement, or pre-service loop, countdown, anything for your screen, and you want it built from scratch just for your church, we can help you with that. Just go to our website or call us today. Our number is 910-849-1230. That's 910-849-1230 to get your project in the works today. I plug our custom content not in a shameless way, but because it truly is our passion to serve you guys. And if we can help you with the creative elements at your church so that you can do more one-on-one ministry with the folks in your church, then we all win. So let us know if we can serve you guys in any way. We would be honored to partner with you. All right, today on the podcast, I share my interview with Chris Denning. Chris is the creative arts pastor at Journey Church in Huntersville, North Carolina. He is also the founder of PCOGuru.com, a website dedicated to helping churches get the most out of Planning Center Online. If your church uses Planning Center in any way, shape, or form, today's episode is going to blow your mind. Chris gives tons of hacks, tricks, and helps to help you get the most out of the software. It's a really good one this week, guys. Hang tight. My interview with Chris Denning after this.
And now, your Church Media Resource of the Week.
Software, websites, gadgets, and tools that will resource your creativity and your ministry.
This is Chris Denning with PCO Guru, and we're very proud to be this week's Church Media Resource of the Week. Have you ever heard of Planning Center and their incredible suite of apps? If not, you're missing out. Planning Center is passionate about designing great web-based software that's affordable and fun to use on any device. Their apps have you covered for planning services, coordinating volunteers, processing giving at your church, kids check-in, and so much more. Simply put, there's no other solution that matches the quality or functionality of Planning Center. However, with apps this powerful, you might not know where to begin or how to migrate your church to Planning Center in the first place. That's where we come in. PCO Guru is a consulting and training company that is dedicated to providing a custom solution for your church's every Planning Center need. We provide strategy consultations and implementations to create a plan for how your church should use Planning Center's apps. We provide distance and on-site trainings for teams that need to learn how to use Planning Center for their specific church. We also provide migration assistance to help you import whatever information you have into Planning Center, even if you're coming from another software or app. No matter your church, no matter your situation, we have the custom solution to help you get the most out of your Planning Center apps. To get started with your custom solution from PCO Guru today, simply go to PCOGuru.com and schedule your free consultation. Yeah, I said free. No strings attached, and we'll get you on your way to an incredible experience with Planning Center. And just for being a listener of the Church Media Podcast, we're offering a special discount on any consultations or trainings you need. Simply let us know that you heard about us from the Church Media Podcast when you schedule your free consultation, and you'll get 10% off any consultations or trainings. Just like Planning Center, we want you to love your church management software. Don't wait and let PCO Guru help you find your custom Planning Center solution today by visiting PCOGuru.com to schedule your free consultation.
For more
more free resources for your team, visit 1230media.com/training.
This is an exclusive interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get shareable content and free resources for your team at 1230media.com/podcast. Here's Carl now.
Hey guys, I welcome on the line Chris Denning. Chris is a worship leader and songwriter. He's a graduate of UNC Wilmington with a master's degree at from Liberty University. He serves as the creative arts pastor at Journey Church in Huntersville, North Carolina. Chris, welcome, man. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Carl. I appreciate it, buddy.
Now, we were talking a little bit offline that you're from Wilmington, North Carolina. Give me a little bit of your background and your family. Walk me through where you are, where God has you.
Yeah, man. So originally from Wilmington, North Carolina, down on the coast. Grew up there for most of my life, and I actually got to grow up in a church. My family helped plant a church when I was around seventh grade, so that was a real cool opportunity. Saw the church grow from, you know, 10 families to it's probably now three or four campuses, close to 5,000 or plus on a weekend. So that was cool to walk to be able to grow up in. But right after college, I moved to California for a job at a great church out there. And that's where I actually met my wife, Aubrey. And shortly after that, I was here for about a year and a half. Then I took a job at a church in Chicago, just outside Chicago, for about a year and a half. And then I ended up out here in the Charlotte area. We're actually up in Huntersville, North Carolina, which is north of Charlotte, at a church called Journey Church. It's a real original name. So we're up here. We've been here for about 3.5 years now. And we've got a 1.5-year-old, Addison, Addie. So yeah, man, loving life. It's good. I mean, there's not a lot to complain about.
Now tell me about Journey Church. What does the normal grind look like? You're the creative arts pastor, right? Walk me through that.
Yeah, man. So I mean, you know how it can be. So like I'm a worship leader is kind of my primary, objective and what I do on a weekly basis. But then there's the other stuff that goes on, you know. So I've got everything from communications to leading various volunteer teams. I'm also on the leadership team here at the church. But, man, I love it here. I've got a great pastor, Matt Dawson. We've got some great people. It's probably my favorite part of being here is the kind of people and the actual people we have here, just good people, you know. And so we're fortunate. And the weekly grind for me looks like we take Mondays off, so I'm here Tuesday through Friday, and then we get Sundays. For me, it's a lot of people time, so I have a lot of interfacing time with people, volunteers, leaders, those kind of people. I do a lot of music production type stuff as well. We run full tracks and stuff, so a lot of my time's actually not so much often. I've got a pretty good system that I've kind of molded from a guy named Will Doggett, who is one of the guys behind multitracks.com. So I've created a system, so that's not too bad anymore. But so that's part of my life. A lot of people stuff, like I said. And then I'm involved in a lot of directional type stuff and series related stuff for crafting that. I'm a real weird bird. I'm a very creative person, but also a very type A person, which is very beneficial for what I do. So it kind of makes, I get to have my hands in a lot of different pots here at the church, which I really enjoy.
So you spend a lot of your week helping craft the experience, helping plan out the services, the series, that sort of thing?
Yeah, very much so. And it's very collaborative. We've got a really, I love the environment here on staff and with the volunteers. It's all very collaborative and it's all very feedback oriented. Anyone can say anything about anything. At any time, you know, so we're very honest. There's no, you know, stepping on eggshells. Like a great example is we're about to go into a series called Questions Without Answers, which we're talking about some pretty touchy subjects over the next couple of weeks. And when we were planning this series probably a month or two ago, our lead pastor came in. He's like, I really want to do this for one of the weeks. And as we were talking, it came really clear that that couldn't be one of the weeks. We had some other topics we had to do in front of it. And we just said, hey, we probably shouldn't do that. We should do this other one. And he just held it very open-handedly. And so it's really collaborative. We can take, you know, direction, or we can change directions and make decisions pretty quickly because we stay so agile. We're a staff-led church. So we were able to make those decisions and you know, course correct as we go, rather than I'm the pastor and this is why I say, this is how it has to go. I mean, if he does that once every, you know, so often because he needs to, you know, that's his prerogative. But it's such a healthy environment we're in, and I love it. It's very fulfilling to be able to do that creatively and in a leadership capacity too.
That's good. Now, you have pretty extensive experience with Planning Center Online, right? You have a whole ministry mm-hmm. called PCOGuru.com. Tell me about your relationship with Planning Center, how that all started, how that all got going for you.
You know, I was thinking about this earlier this year, and I think my generation, I turned 30 this year, actually in the next couple weeks, and I probably am part of the first generation of church leaders who have grown up with Planning Center. You know, like I don't remember a time where Planning Center wasn't used, whether I was just a volunteer, you know, when I was younger, when it just had come out and they were using it to get us, you know, materials. So I was more on the volunteer side. And then now as a, you know, someone who's in ministry. So for me, it's really a lifelong experience for me with Planning Center and seeing them grow up as I've grown up. And I love those guys. They're a phenomenal company. They've got some really great leaders over there, and they're very focused on helping the churches. Like, anything they develop or anything they, improve is all based on helping churches do what they do better, which is really encouraging. And so, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I had the idea for So Planning Center is very product-focused, and they provide great support for troubleshooting and those kinds of things, but they intentionally don't provide a custom training solution or, you know, migration assistance and those sorts of things on a deeper level, because they need to spend their time focused on developing their products, which is a very smart choice on their part. And so seeing that opportunity, I decided to start a company, PCO Guru, where what we do is we help companies, or we help churches do what they do better by using Planning Center apps. So that could be training. There's lots of different things we can do. But they've been incredibly gracious to me. We're not like affiliated or anything. I'm not like a part of Planning Center. But I've gone out there to visit with the guys, to see them at headquarters, to meet them. And I love being able to support a product that's not just good, but like is good for the church. And so we've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now, and I love it. I love being able to help other churches, and I get to see a lot of different kinds of churches, you know, so that's been a really cool experience for us.
Now, you're the chief guru, right? What does your team look like?
That is correct. So primarily it's me, and I do a lot of the training and consulting for whatever it might be. We do on-site and distance stuff, base training, and we also do migration assistance, you know, people who are on other platforms and want to move to Planning Center. We do those kinds of things. We also help with strategy and implementation. So maybe you feel stuck and you're like, we don't really know how we've gotten to where we are and we don't know where we need to go. And so I kind of can come in and provide a 10,000 foot view of your organization from an outside perspective, suggest, you know, some changes, some adjustments, maybe some improvements. And then we can also do that for you. We can actually do it on your account for you, so you don't actually have to lift a finger, and it all gets nice and fixed for you. So we love it. It's been a really cool experience, and right now it's primarily me doing a lot of stuff. We have some other guys who do a few things, but primarily it's me, and so we get to keep that relationship pretty tight with any of the churches we're working with.
All right, so let's kind of do a deep dive into Planning Center. What are some of the common mistakes or struggles that you encounter or that you talk about with churches as you go and coach and train churches across the country?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the biggest pieces I can summarize into two topics, education and customization. So the first part with education, it has a lot to do with if you have a car that can do a lot, or if you have a device, a tool that can do a lot for you, but you don't know how to use it or you don't know how it works, when it breaks or you're not able to get the most out of it, you're kind of stuck. So what we do is we do a lot of education of what is Planning Center, what isn't Planning Center, what is it designed to do, what is it not designed to do? Because sometimes you can be using it in a way that is getting you along, but it's not really designed to work that way. So we talk a lot about helping to educate our clients on how Planning Center is designed to work and how it can best work for them. And to that point, we talk a lot about customization, because Planning Center and all of their apps are built to be very customizable for that church and their unique expression of local community. So we talk a lot about the ways that you can customize things in the different apps. Like People is highly customizable, and you can do a lot to track a lot of information that's important to you. But it takes some, again, education and know-how on the front end to be able to customize the app to fit your specific church. So those are the biggest things that we talk about that we see in pretty much every church we go into.
Okay, so and you've written an ebook called The Complete Planning Center Online Charting Guide. Tell me what charting is. Define that. Walk me through the book. What is it? What does it offer churches?
Yeah, that's good. So that's offered as a free, just kind of a freebie giveaway on my website, cdenning.com. And it's all about the specific feature in Planning Center services where you're able to create your own custom charts within Planning Center. Now, the reason that's advantageous to do it that way rather than creating them in Word or any other kind of music app outside and just posting them as PDFs is that if you include them or you create your charts inside of Planning Center in this way, you can get them in any key that you need automatically. Like they're automatically transposed for you. If you use any other apps like Music Stand or specifically Projector, you already have your lyrics loaded in. So there's a lot of benefits to them. And the ebook is all about the different things that you can do to create custom charts for your church. So it's everything from teaching you the Chord Pro language, which is how you enter the charts in rather than putting the chart or the chord over top of the text or lyric in line. This year, actually putting the Chord Pro language is all about putting the chord inside brackets in line with the text. And why that's a benefit is it'll automatically correct as you're adding flats and sharps and other things when you change keys, but it will keep the chord in the exact same place. So we talk about that. We talk about how do you handle instrumental sections? How do you add notes and things like that? And there's even some tips and tricks in there on how to make the chart exactly customized for what you're looking to do. It's something that I had a lot of people asking me about, and I was like, might as well just write a quick little ebook about it, and it seems to be helping people out.
So what areas do you think that churches fall short when it comes to planning out their services?
I think it really comes to, now let's assume that churches are picking songs that are representing the gospel, that are focused on Jesus. Let's assume that we're not doing anything obviously like dumb, right? I think the biggest struggle is in flow and transitions. Like, does our service, does our gathering work as a whole? Like, it's cool to have a cool video and some really good songs, but like, how does it all fit together to tell a specific narrative? Like, for instance, I said we're going into a series this weekend. We're starting a series called Questions Without Answers. And the first week is going to be on racism in America. So it's kind of talking about these things where there's not really a hard and fast answer that fixes everything. It's kind of a tension that we have to live with. And a lot of people, where we go wrong here is we hold hard and fast to our own perspective. And we're not willing to consider anyone else's input or things like that. And so we're doing a song. We're doing Spirit of the Living God from Vertical Church, man. Right before the message. And even in our rehearsal, we were talking about how do we help connect all this together. And one of our worship leaders had the thought of, you know, the chorus is very much about when he moves, when the Spirit moves, when the Spirit does what he does, he changes us. And so what if we took that perspective of God, you know, let's just take a moment before we start this song. And the song is about asking the Spirit to move in our lives. So why don't we ask him over the next few weeks as we look at these topics that are kind of difficult to handle sometimes, what if we asked him to move in our hearts? That practically, like, show me where I need to be changed. Show me where I need to shift my perspective. And so finding these moments where you kind of help connect all the dots together, not necessarily having a sermon before the sermon, you know, like this is probably going to be a 30-second piece. But finding those ways to transition in and out of elements. And another way for transitions is if you're using tracks and loops or things like that, How are you coming from one song to the other? Are they going to be very quick transitions, maybe slower transitions? Are they the same length every time? Are we feeling like the moment and learning how we're going to let the moment breathe maybe? And even like using space well. Like when we set this moment up, our plan is to have, you know, one of our worship leaders lead that for probably 30 seconds and then give another 30 seconds of space. We're just going to pad over time and give people time to process before we go into the next song. So I think flow, transitions, figuring out how we make everything work together in a service is really on par. I think that's one of the biggest things we struggle with as churches.
I've written on this topic quite a bit as well. And just the idea of taking your audience on a journey, that it's just a song and stop and another element and stop that are disconnected, that it's one journey, it's one experience through the whole service. So that's good. Has your church made a transition in that? Like, have you seen the benefits of, the change in having better transitions or having a better experience, taking your audience on a journey? Have you seen the benefits of that strategy in your church?
Yeah, 100%. And I think a good indication of that, and this is not a hard and fast rule, but it works kind of for us as a litmus test. If people are clapping between every single song, we might not be doing a great job of keeping people in the moment. You know, because people are conditioned to, I hear a song, I clap. I hear a song, not just here, but like whenever they're out, you know, at a show or, you know, maybe, you know, listening to a concert or something like that. So if we can help to find ways to keep people in the moment to where they're not being pulled out in processing that I'm listening to a song, I'm, you know, at a thing or whatever, we can help them to kind of stay in that moment. And one of the practical things that's helped us with our transitions at the church is when I first started doing, we've always run clicks and used tracks with our stuff. But in probably the last year and a half, I moved from using the session view in Ableton. So I used Ableton Live to run all of our tracks and click. And I moved from using the session view to doing the arrangement view. And the benefit of that, and again, Will Doggett has got some really awesome videos on this where I took a lot of inspiration from. And a buddy of mine down in Wilmington, actually, Port City Community Church, Brooks Joyce, a friend of mine, he's one of the music staff down there, really helped me see the light on this. But by using arrangement view, you can make your transition so much more fluid. You can create, you can add space if you need to. You can repeat certain sections if you need to. And it just allows for specifically your transitions to be much more seamless. Like you're not waiting for someone to hit the next song. You can just flow from one song right into the next without having to press any buttons. I mean, my drummer who runs our clicks probably presses in the course of during one gathering, I think he presses 3 buttons the entire time to start it off, to get us out of the welcome, and then to, you know, get to the one last song maybe. And that's it. So those kinds of things that we can use practically to help ease those transitions are really beneficial.
All right, let's get back to PCO. Do you have any PCO hacks or tips that you can give us?
Oh, man, I've got like freaking lists that I could spout off. But I think the number one thing that I tell probably every church, especially with services, this will probably apply to everybody, because the majority of people are using Planning Center services. So the number one thing that I tell people is this feature called people templates. Okay. So, and I just learned this past year from some of the PCO guys and they blew my mind and I'm forever grateful because it's changed my life. So within services, you can have templates for, you know, a service type. So you kind of know the general flow of your service, you can save it. And when you open a new plan, you can load in that template so that you've got everything there ready to go. But one thing that you can do that not a lot of people know about is your templates don't have to be just plans related. They can be people related too. So let's say you're at a church where you kind of have your team one and team two, and those two teams rotate every other week, right? Now, what you could do is you could know that, and then you could go through every time you start a plan, you open the plan, you know, you load in your plan template, and then you have to add each person every time, right? That sounds familiar to most people. What you can do with people templates is you can create a template for team one, right? So your bass player, your drummer, or it could be first impressions. It could be hospitality. It could be your cafe. It could be your kids workers. It could be anything, right? And so you create that team and you open the plan, and up in the top right corner, there's a couple buttons. One of the buttons says import, Okay. So you click import, then you select the template that you want, and you select, there's three options for, plan details, people details, and plan notes. And you really just need the plan people. So you click that little button or that little checkbox, you click import, and it'll magically pull all of those people directly into that plan. So instead of going and adding each person individually, you can click, you know, the import button, import that team one template, and everyone's added there. Not only that, if you know that everyone's confirmed for that every time and the assumption is that they are confirmed and you're not like scheduling people every time, you just kind of know that they know that every other week they're on, what you can do is set their status as already confirmed. So when they get loaded in, they're already confirmed. There's no need to send out other ones. Or you can set them as unconfirmed and prepare a notification, and they're already ready to go. And you click one button, sends an email to everybody. Makes it nice and simple. So people templates is a really great hack to save you a lot of time with services.
Let me speak to that. That's incredible because method or strategy that I normally talk about to a lot of churches is to use a team approach when building your volunteer teams. And so you build team 1, 2, 3, 4 or more for Sunday, and then you rotate those teams for a season, and then every season or every quarter you change up those teams. And there are multiple benefits for using that strategy. One being they find more community together, they know each other more, and they can get in a groove and know how each other works a little bit and that sort of thing. So for this strategy, using that in Planning Center, where whoever's scheduling can just import that list, it's going to save a ton of time.
Oh my gosh. And you get into a team. I mean, I've worked with churches. There's a great church out in the Midwest, Horizon, that I was working with, and they have three different services, and their hospitality team on a weekend, just for one service, is probably anywhere from 40 to 60 people, right? And they knew like the people that they were going to be doing. And so using people templates was going to save them so much time. Or consider if you have a choir, right? If you have a choir, you want to include all those people. Like, I've had so many churches where like they use a workaround where they have just one account and everybody can sign into it. But then you lose the ability to track everybody who's coming, who's not coming. So if you use this for a people template just for a choir, I mean, if you've got 50 people in a choir, how much time does that save you? I when these guys told me about it, I literally, like, my jaw was on the ground, and I can't believe I didn't already know it, you know?
Yeah. All right, so what are some others? What are some other great tips that you found?
Oh, man. I think, trying to think of the most important ones that'll kind of hit everybody. I think you have to, okay, even if you're not using Planning Center People as your main church management software, your main CMS, you've got to dig into the workflows. And if you don't know what the workflows are, they actually just updated the app in the past week or so, and they added a really great dashboard page, which gives you an overview of all the people that are included into your Planning Center Online account. But one of the tabs at the top of the people account, and by the way, if you have services or if you have any Planning Center app, you have people, Planning Center People, and it's free. And it's going to be free forever because they want it to be free, which just blows my mind. Anyways, so workflows is the tab at the top, and workflows is the best way to track processes that I've ever seen. So that could be anything from, for music pastors, it could be a way for you to track your audition process. You know, what are the steps in the process? Who you can add people as cards. So you add people to the process as a card, and then you can move them along the process down the various steps. And you can have different people responsible for those steps. They'll get an email when someone goes into that process. And like I said earlier, it's very customizable. So you create it once and it's done, it's ready for you. And you can just add people into it. And you can create a list of people who have gone through that. Another great application of that is maybe your newcomers process. You know, I mean, every week, how often does your admin and your front office staff go through all those cards and trying to get calls back to people, or trying to give your pastor just a list of people to call? I know that we've worked with a lot of churches who've implemented this, who've allowed their newcomers process to be integrated into Planning Center so that their pastor just pulls up that workflow, looks at that step, and he's got a list of the 10, 15, however many people he needs to call for that day. So Planning Center workflows is another great hack to work any kind of process into your workflow.
What about when planning
breaks down into different ministries, like worship, admin, youth, kids. I know you've had some discussions with our friend Brady over at Pro Church Tools about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of break that down for me. Walk me through breaking down how I'm going to plan for different ministry types.
Yeah, for sure. And shout out to Brady over at Pro Church. Love those guys. So Planning Center breaks it down on their website into kind of four main areas of ministry, admin, kids, worship, and youth, kind of like you talked about. And there's a couple for each that I think specifically apply. Like with admin, in Planning Center People, you can use lists and custom fields to get insights into your church. So you can customize these different custom fields. So maybe you want to add a baptism tab that tells you the date that they were baptized, and you can include a space for their testimony. That's a good one. You can include a place that's a private field to track their background check, so you have a very safe, secure place to store that. And then with list, you can pull lists of people based on common information. Let's say you wanted to pull a list of I love this example. So let's say I want to see a list of anybody who's ever checked their kid in but hasn't checked their kid in the last 3 months. So that means I'm seeing a list of people who have come to our church at some point in time, but they haven't been in a while. So now I can follow up with them and see how they're doing. So that's some really valuable information. PCO Resources is really great for your facilities team. They help to manage any kind of resources that you have on site, whether it be rooms, chairs, tables, I mean, anything. And it also includes an approval process that you can include your facilities team on. Their life would change drastically if they had that one-stop shop for all that kind of management. So that's PCO Resources for admin. One of their newer apps, PCO Groups, is great as well. So you can include that with your admin to track attendance for your small groups. So you can see not just who's in what small group, but how often they're going, as long as our groups are tracking it well. For kids ministry, obviously check-ins is killer. I think it's the best check-in solution on the market. It's simple. It's very easy to use. It's easy to see good data over time, so you can track. And not only that, you can also, using a feature in it called headcounts, you can track your overall adult service attendance, like the number that you get. You just do a headcount number, and we have 200 people in this service, or we have 500 people in this service. You can keep track of that in check-ins alongside that information, so you can see side by side. We had 100 kids this first service, but we had 300 adults in the main service. So that's some really valuable information. I think using PCO registrations is great for kids and youth. That's their event registration app. It's great for, you know, vacation Bible school, for going to camp, for any family ministry event. Like, we do a date night here at our church once a month for parents to come drop off their kids. And from the app, they can register their kids, they can pay, and the church can get all that facilitated through a third party called Stripe that Planning Center works with to process all the payment. And it's great. We've used it for a long time, and we love it. We use it for an event we're having tonight, actually. So PCO registrations is great for that, for kids and youth. And then, again, for worship, I mean, everything from, you know, using the charting feature, like I talked about in services, to using Music Stand, which is a really great addition, an add-on app that they have for your teams, to, you can even use Planning Center check-ins. Like, let's say you have a really big choir. You can use check-ins to track attendance for your choir rehearsals. So instead of trying to keep track of in your brain who actually came or who was actually a part of it, you just set up a station, have people check in, and you know over time who is at your choir rehearsal. So there's lots of different ways that it applies to these different ministry areas. And honestly, I love it when you can take an app that was designed for one way or one specific ministry, maybe like check-ins, and add it to your worship ministry or your youth ministry or anything like that. It kind of makes your dollars stretch farther because you're using one app for lots of different ministries, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the apps. I'd like to dive into those just a little bit. Churches are probably most familiar with the services app. Let's start there. You've mentioned several things about it, but let's dive in a little further. What are some of the things in the app or the online interface that people aren't using or could use better?
Sure. So there's seven apps in total. So there's services, like you said, which is for planning services and keeping track of those types of things. There's check-ins, which is for kids check-ins or just basically tracking attendance for an event. You can use it for kids, for youth, for adults, for, you know, whatever you want to do. I know some churches use check-ins for tracking their adults on Sunday mornings, like their volunteers. There's Planning Center Giving, which is a donations management app. There's Planning Center Groups, which is small group management. There's Planning Center People, which is basically the church management resource or system. There's Planning Center Registrations, like we talked about, for events. And there's Planning Center Resources, which is for keeping track of your church's physical resources and facilities. And there's two actual add-ons, like I mentioned, Music Stand, which is basically an app that pulls all of the content, whether it be charts or MP3s, for musicians to use to rehearse or to actually use during a service. And there's Projector, which is a very simple projector app that you can connect via iPad to a projector, and it sucks all the, you know, the chord charts in, has the lyrics already there. So it's a very simple tablet-based solution for having slides, for having lyrics, you know, during a service. You can also run videos, those sorts of things as well. But to your point of what are some things that people aren't using that they could use better, I think with services, people can be using the matrix view a lot more. That's something a lot of people don't dig into. And the matrix view is a way that you can see several services at a time. So if you want to see an entire month's worth of services for one environment, you just click the matrix view, you pull in those plans, and you can see it all in one place. That's a great way to schedule if you want to schedule an entire month at a time, because in the matrix view, you can click, you can drag and drop. There we go. You can drag and drop people from different positions and different dates between those plans. With check-ins, I think headcounts is a huge opportunity that a lot of churches miss, because you can have unlimited headcounts. And the way that Planning Center check-in it works for how you the subscription level is based on how many check-ins are used a day, whether it's 50 check-ins, 100 check-ins, 1,000 check-ins, you know, whatever. But the headcounts, this is important, the headcounts do not count towards your total check-ins for the day. So let's say you have a church to where, you know you're going to have 200 kid check-ins a morning, but your adult attendance is going to be 600, 700. You can track that attendance by using the headcounts, but still pay for a lower level of subscription because you're only using so many check-ins for the kids. So headcounts is a huge opportunity. And then with the Groups app, I think if you haven't at least checked out the Groups app, you're really missing out, because it is innovative is not the right word for it. I don't know how people were doing group management without this, because it's a beautiful way, both on the user side and also on the person who's experiencing the group member side. So you can let your group leaders into this app and they can run it themselves once you've set it up. And there's a free tier. I believe it's free up to having 25 members in the group. So you can go in, if you're a groups pastor or if you're responsible for discipleship at your church, you can go in, set up the free version of, or the free level of the account. You could set up your entire church if you wanted to, just to see what it looks like, and then start importing the people once you like what you see. So you don't have to commit any money to that before you try it. But it's great because you can set up different groups. You can set up different age, like stages of life that you can organize them in. You can set them up by geographics, by what parts of town they're a part of. And then on the group member side of things, they can see, like, you can have a page that's added to your website or a link that's on your website, and it takes you to a custom page that lists all the groups. You can list it in a map view so people can kind of see the groups where they're located. And directly from there, people who are at your church can click a group and get contacted with that group leader immediately. So there's no more of you being the middleman having to run around, but you're also kept in the loop because you see when communication's happening and you see how you can help people get even better or stay connected or even get connected in the first place. But it's, again, it puts it on the group leader and allows you to basically set up a really great system, bring your leaders into the program, and then allow the leaders to really run their group with a really effective tool. So I think those are the biggest things that people are missing on. There's a lot more that we could hit on, but those are, I think, the big ones that apply to a lot of people.
Hey, you mentioned Music Stand a little bit earlier, that as being an add-on. Do you have any tricks or tips about it that maybe musicians could be using?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fairly straightforward app, but I think if you're not using... So like I said, it'll pull in all the content for you.
So it'll pull in, you know, the chart or, you know, the MP3 so you can listen along, which is pretty great. It's also got a metronome built into it, which is really handy. If you're not practicing with a metronome or a click or some kind of a tool like that, you're really you're doing it wrong. But I think one of the things you can use in Music Stand that people don't use or that should be using more is the annotation tool. So once you open the chart, you can kind of tap the screen to bring the header down. And in the top right corner, there's a couple icons where you can play the music, where you can start the metronome. But then you can press this little pencil, and there's a, you know, there's a pin icon, there's a highlighter icon, there's a delete box icon, and there's a text icon. And so you can use all those tools to mark up your chart. So you can highlight a part to make sure you don't miss it. You can write notes to yourself directly on that chart. And what's great about that is not only can you do it one time, but it'll save your annotation so that the next time you play Only King Forever, you pull that song up and your annotations are already there. And also on the part with annotations is I can see annotations from other team members. So if one team member is taking really good notes, you can pull their notes up onto your screen. So the annotations are really a key feature of Music Stand for sure.
What about Projector? Now, are people thinking, well, I have ProPresenter. Why do I need to even worry about this add-on? What are some of the advantages of Projector with Planning Center?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say if you're using ProPresenter in your main worship environment, Projector's probably not for you. Projector's really designed for churches who need it's a very simple solution for a projector issue. So if you need slide, if you want words on the screen and you need to play some videos during a service, but you don't have the cash to invest in an iMac, or you don't have the cash to invest in a nicer computer and ProPresenter, all those things, you can essentially, from a tablet that's connected to some kind of projector source, whether it's a TV or whether it's a projector itself, you can use this app to run the lyrics for the songs, to play videos from playback, to play a bump, you know, before a message, those kinds of things. This is a great solution for maybe the church plant that needs a simple, cost-effective solution that's going to be reliable for them, because again, it'll save the library of your songs in Planning Center services. And if you change something on the chart, like let's say there's a misspelling, or let's say you change the order, like you added a chorus or something on the chart, it'll automatically update on the projector as well. So those kinds of things are really helpful, and it's really a great solution for those moments where you don't really have either the funds or the accessibility for a full CG computer graphics rig, but you still need to put something on the TV or on the screen. So Projector is really great in those opportunities.
All right, let's talk Planning Center Live. More and more churches are using this feature to record the actual timing of certain elements in their service. Do you have any insight here as to how we can use that feature better each week?
Yeah, I think it all depends on how your church functions. Like if you find yourself running long on the weekends and you're frustrated in your follow-up meeting that you like should be having on Mondays or Tuesdays. And if you're not having a follow-up meeting on Mondays or Tuesdays for your previous weekend, like you need to start doing that next week. But if you get in those meetings, you're like, man, how did we go 20 minutes over? Like, how did that happen? Then you should probably be using a tool like Planning Center Live. And like you said, it's great for tracking the time, you know, for the different pieces, for the different elements in a service, or the different items in a service, to use Planning Center language. And there's lots of ways you can use it. You can use it privately with just like staff. So like with between your production director and maybe your band leader and maybe children's ministry, those kinds of things, you can stay connected there. There's actually a chat function within that that you can use. You can have it like in the green room and other volunteer places for people to see. There's actually integrations that you can use for stage display with ProPresenter. That you can integrate the two together. You can also import live video from like sources like Livestream for, you know, the band to see backstage in the green room or maybe again in a volunteer area. But it's really, again, it depends on how your church functions and needs to use something like that. But if you do find yourself having a hard time keeping track of a service, and by track, I don't mean necessarily like timing out the elements, but like, you feel it slipping away and you're like, man, we spent 15 minutes on announcements. what Planestone Live will do is it'll show you exactly when you started it, so when that button was pressed, whether it's 9:15 or 9:10 or, you know, whenever, and then it'll show how long that element lasted for. So when you're in your meeting the following week, you've got actual hard data that you can use to where maybe, let's say, and I'm sure this hasn't ever happened to anybody, but let's say your pastor doesn't realize or doesn't believe that he's really going 50, 45 minutes rather than the scheduled 30 or 35, right? With Planning Center Live, or even with video, you can use that tool to say, you know, you are consistently going over, and you'd be better serving yourself in the service time if we tried to shorten it up. And you can do that in a respectful way just to start that conversation. But this will give you the content to base that information, or excuse me, to base that conversation around. So I think it's a great tool to track, but I think the biggest value is not only in the moment, like being able to see how you're doing and where you're, like where things are in the service, because it will tell you, it'll keep a running total saying you're currently 1 minute ahead in your service. You're currently 5 minutes behind your total service time. And it'll adjust as you go through the elements. But on the back end, it gives you some really great data to analyze your service and to see, you know, where you guys are losing time or how you can be more efficient with your time during a gathering.
Now, most of the time, in my experience, the person running Planning Center Live is usually the producer or a volunteer mm-hmm. role off to the side, something like that. Do you have any tips or tricks here on maybe an easier way to execute Planning Center Live or the best person to be advancing that throughout the service? Do you have any insight here?
Yeah, that's a great question. Typically, what I've done in the past has been those two people exactly. It's either been a producer or it's been a it's a great volunteer opportunity, because it doesn't have to be someone who necessarily knows everything about a computer, right? I think, again, it's really based on your system. If your producer is really involved with the service, then maybe they don't need another thing on their plate to track. You know, like I would not, I've seen some churches have their audio engineer run Planning Center Live, and that's tough because they have a lot on their plate already. So I think either identifying a specific volunteer role for it or finding someone, or if a producer likes to keep track of that, like they like to be the person who's doing that, then I don't think there's any harm in doing that. But really it's about finding what works for your church. Like for us, it works really well for the producer to do it because they don't have a lot going on, and it helps them to keep a gauge on what's actually happening in the moment so they can give notes to, if we're 10 minutes behind, I mean, God forbid, but if we're 10 minutes behind going into the message, he can tell our pastor, hey, we're 10 minutes behind going into the message, and he kind of knows what's going on, you know? So I agree. I think it's great for a producer or for a singular volunteer, and that's a great entry-level volunteer position. If someone wants to get involved in production, that's a great place to start them if they're just kind of beginning out.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. It's also a great opportunity for you to raise someone up. So if you're raising up another producer to fit in your chair,
absolutely,
or fit in your that position, that's a great entry point. That's a great right-hand man type position to start raising people up. How do you convince your pastor, say your pastor is skeptical, how do you convince them to jump on board with using PCO?
I would say, so part of my background is I've got an MBA, and again, that's a weird type A creative personality. And for me, my brain immediately goes to, we've got to communicate to our leaders and our decision makers that Planning Center and the entire Planning Center ecosystem, it's a cost, yes, but it's far more an investment. Okay, so it feels like a cost, not like we're just throwing money away, you know, especially while you're setting it up or they don't see the value exactly yet. But the investment is investing in a more organized team, a more effective team. And not only that's going to save you time, it's going to save you so much time, especially once you create a good system to go with this ecosystem. I mean, a good example of the whole investment piece is when I first got here, I was building all of our tracks from scratch. And it was taking me probably, you know, for any one song, probably 4 hours, give or take. And based on how much, you know, as a staff member, whatever staff members paid an hour, that's essentially what we were paying for these tracks, right? And so instead of doing that, we looked at what it would cost if we bought the tracks, and I created, you know, the sessions based off of that, and it saves so much money because we save so much time. So the story there is your time is incredibly valuable. So if we can invest in a tool, in a suite of tools that's not only going to save us time, but make the experience for our church that much better, you know, like with Planning Center registrations for event registration or check-in, like we can make the check-in check-in experience that much more pleasurable. I mean, why wouldn't we? Because it's not a huge investment. That's one of the things that I love about Planning Center is they do a really great job of making it affordable and making it really scalable. So you don't feel like you have to put $2,000 down right now to be able to do what you need to do. It's far less than that. And whether you're paying monthly or quarterly or something like that, you can stretch payments out and even get a better investment on or better return on your investment. And that's really how I would sell it with a pastor, saying, you know, yes, we're paying money now, but it's going to lead to more organization. It's going to lead to a more effective team. And it's going to save us as a staff team so much time that we can use towards other kinds of ministry. So that's where I would take it.
What am I not asking you? What are some of the most common questions that you get when training teams to use PCO?
I think one of the most overlooked things is, honestly, it comes down to creating a consistent system for how your church is going to use these apps. So there's lots of different ways you can use them, but you have to decide how your church is going to use them, and then you have to train your team, your staff, your volunteers on how to use it so that you can be efficient. So if people are doing their own thing, like in services, they're tagging people their own way or doing kind of doing their own thing, it gets messy really quick. And the first thing you've got to do is create a plan for your church specifically. Like, it has to be a custom solution. You can take best practices, of course, but it's got to be customized to your church and your team. And then you have to get everybody on the same page, no matter what the app is, whether it's check-ins or services. This is how the app works. This is how we're going to use it. And this is what we need to do. So that might be when we input a new person, you know, into people, we're going to put the information in this kind of way. And we're going to track this information so that over time, we'll see the benefits of tracking information consistently. You know what I mean? And so for a lot of people, systems might sound intimidating, but essentially systems are about getting logic onto paper or onto a computer screen so that we can all think the same way about a tool or a process. So these systems are going to help give us almost a mental model of how we're going to use these tools. And they're meant to help us all think the same way about how we're going to use that tool, whether it's services or resources or registrations or giving, any of these apps. We've got to have a system and a consistent system that we're going to use as a team so that we use everything consistently as a team together, you know?
And certainly the more features from Planning Center that you use, the more value your money has that you're pouring into.
Oh,
if you just let a bunch of features just sit there and you don't use them, now there's obviously not, may not be a use for every single feature, but to get the most bang out of your buck is wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Awesome. Well, I want to wrap today by telling our listeners about an incredible deal that you can get, that they can get with your services. Tell me about that. Tell me about what you're offering.
Yeah, so we love what you guys are doing here on the podcast. So we wanted to make sure that we love on our audience here. So we want to offer a 10% discount for anyone looking to invest in any of the PCO Guru services that we offer, whether that's trainings, whether that's we do those in person and distance, you know, through video conferencing. We do setups. We do strategy implementations. We also do migration assistance. So any of those services, all you have to do is just mention this podcast and we'll get you a 10% discount. Because honestly, what it comes down to is we love churches and we love helping churches do what they do even better using these Planning Center apps. So we offer free consultations for everybody. So, I mean, you got nothing to lose. All you got to do is hit us up on pcoguru.com and click, you know, give me my free consultation and mention this podcast and we'll get back to you. And, yeah, because, I mean, like I said, we love churches and we love what you guys are doing here on the podcast. I think these conversations are not just helpful, but especially, you know, I've been in situations where I've kind of been a man on an island a little bit or a person on an island, And it's nice to have someone else or a group of people that you can talk about these kinds of things with. So any way that we can help you guys, let us know. We'd love to do that. Again, that's PCOGuru.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, at PCOGuru. Or you can look at my site, cdenning.com, or find me on Twitter, at cdenning. We'd love to help you. And we just love helping, you know, we love meeting new church leaders. And we love helping you guys solve your problems. So, you know, we're just committed to helping you do better. And we'd love to get you that 10% discount.
Well, man, thank you for doing that. I really appreciate that.
For sure. Absolutely. We're glad to do it.
And thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you coming on. And how can we follow you? You mentioned your website, PCOGuru.com. But again, how can we follow you on social media? How can we keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, that's the best way. For me personally, at C. Denning on Twitter is the best way to do it. Or you can find me on Facebook, at C. Denning, or /C. Denning, I guess is the best way they do it. There, or cdenning.com for Chris Denning. You can follow my posts there, stuff that I'm posting there. I also post on Sunday Mag sometimes with Jonathan Malm and his group. And, you know, we've also got pcoguru.com, like you mentioned, and at pcoguru. I mean, there's so many places you hit me up, and careful with the Twitter. I'm prone to, you know, being a chronic live tweeter sometimes, so you might get a little bit of that. But it's all in good fun. But we'd love to meet you and love to reach out to you.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on, man. Appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate you having me on.
This has been an all-access interview from 1230 Media and Carl Barnhill. Get exclusive content for your team online now at 1230media.com.
Infamous star Gavin Stone became a fixture on the party scene.
Dad, you in trouble?
A little.
What kind?
The kind where you can't leave the state until you've completed your community service hours.
Hey, do you know where the pastor's office is?
You're Gavin Stone.
You recognize me.
Should I?
How'd you know my name?
It was printed at the top of your rap sheet. I'm Alan Richardson, pastor.
So what is it exactly that I'll be doing?
I've never acted before, but I'm willing to serve the Lord in whatever way you see fit.
You know, as gifted as I am with a mop, I'm 10 times better on stage.
We ask that all cast members be Christians.
I am one. I've had the passion of the Christ for a couple years now.
Is that it?
No.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gavin Stone. I'm auditioning for the role of Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Let's just dive right in.
What if
you drop a single spot on me?
That is the exact opposite of what Jesus was about.
Really?
Don't you pick up on that when you read the Gospels?
Well, yeah, you know, when I read the Gospels, I pick up on that a little bit.
Great first rehearsal. And have some thoughts.
Coffee, maybe?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Don't sweat it.
She's just under a lot of stress, especially being a PK. Pastor's kid.
She's Alan's daughter?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry.
Wow.
I figured I might as well start diving into character.
Nice.
Blessings, peace be to you.
This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
I don't think he gets the story.
But isn't this why we do what we do?
Welcome to Cars for Single Moms.
Here you go.
Put that on.
This is the best part.
Why don't you come over there?
No. Didn't you know who did it?
Exactly.
We don't want the credit.
Hashtag words I've never said to my agent.
Why do you care if I stay?
Because you said you would.
I was rude and selfish, and you guys gave me a second chance.
This is what we do.
I surrender. My way didn't work. I missed out on all this.
Into your hands, I commit my spirit.
I think he needs us as much as we need him.
I don't know how this thing you have with God works exactly, but I like what it does.
We really do believe in second chances here.
The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, in theaters this Friday.
Hey guys, you can find Chris's training materials and great insight into getting the most out of Planning Center at pcoguru.com. And you can follow Chris on Twitter at cdenning. You can also grab tons of free content from this week's show by visiting 1230media.com/073. You can download a free transcript, PDFs, and more. That's 1230media.com/073.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I welcome Jason Watson. Jason is an incredible motion designer. His website, deviantmonk.com, is filled with stunning motion graphics projects and more.
I'm going to be spending 2 weeks with Jason. He's going to be giving us a course in motion graphics. If you dabble with After Effects, Adobe After Effects, but you're not quite sure of your next steps, these next 2 weeks are right up your alley. Motion Graphics 101 with Jason Watson is next week. Don't miss it. My special thanks to David Michael Hyde. You can find David composing music for film and digital media and saving the world at davidmichaelhyde.com. And thank you for listening this week. Go out there, guys. Create some incredible experiences this weekend. Jason Watson, next week on the show. I'll catch you then.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
Catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.